It is the hope of the author to impress upon the reader the pertinent need for disciples, our role as disciples, and the cost of being a disciple. The word disciple is widely used throughout the world, but there is no other widely known usage of it than in the Christian faith of Jesus Christ and the 12 disciples. However, the word disciple is not a religious term, nor does it only pertain to Christianity.
The word disciple is an Old English word spelled disciple, fem.
Discipula, which means one who rules another for the purpose of learning, a pupil, is defined by Strong's Concordance. Therefore, the apostles of Christ were named disciples because they were students of Jesus Christ's ministry. History tells us that the Greek philosophers Socrates, Aristotle, and Plato were all master teachers with a personal philosophy and had a following of disciples who followed their teachings. Jesus approached discipleship in a similar fashion, where we see his focus was to build relationships. Jesus called them. He taught them. He openly revealed his personal side to them. He demonstrated the fact that he was a supernatural person, and he shared that power with them. He was preparing his replacement in the disciples to the degree that was possible. Jesus also encouraged them and expected them to be fully committed. Jesus revealed this early in his ministry to them. Many of his potential disciples decided to leave him after they heard Jesus teach something they did not understand. But the 12 disciples named earlier remained with him, as found in John chapter 6, verses 66 to 68. He sought their commitment and gave them ministry assignments. He was preparing men to have spiritual eyes fixed on him, men who would be faithful. Jesus was looking for humble leaders, men and women who did not see themselves as more gifted or more spiritual or more anything than others, as the Pharisees did. Humility is a high quality characteristic of a disciple because we must be willing to subdue our egos and place them under the leadership of a teacher. As a result of this, many of his disciples withdrew and were not walking with him anymore. Jesus said, therefore, to the 12, "You do not want to go away also, do you?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life." John chapter 6, verses 66 to 68, NASB. The foundation of discipleship can be seen in the relationship between Jesus and the disciples, especially as we see them move into working self-sufficiently. We see the transformation of students, disciples, into teachers, apostles. For if the foundation is laid properly, then we start as students with the aim of not remaining students. We should grow into becoming teachers of the sacred text as well. The student cannot rise higher than his master. Therefore, we must continue the process of growth so that we can continue to raise the bar on being a true believer. There is a unique relationship between the master and student, disciple. While it may not look like it, iron sharpens iron in this relationship. We mostly understand that the disciple is learning, getting sharper and growing, but so is the teacher. The tradition of the master-disciple relationship was a part of the Roman Empire in Jesus' day. The Gospels tell us that Jesus found his own disciples and selected them.